A reading from Matthew 19, 3-6. Some Pharisees came to him to test him. They asked, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any and every reason?" "Haven't you read," he replied, "that at the beginning the Creator made them male and female, and said, 'For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh.' So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate."
We're going to also speak about this tomorrow. But I think Jesus is giving us a profound truth here when he goes back to the beginning and said, in the very design of creation, God made them male and female, and that in that design, he made them, he gave them the love that was going to bring them into relationship together, and that the design was not to have them separate, but to have them one, because God is always going for that, bringing it into a oneness that is part of his overall design.
Yeah. The whole thing here is about how we were created to be in relationship and to be in union. And the pinnacle of that union, the highest level of intimacy that God created, was the family structure, and particularly husband and wife. And what we're getting here immediately as I look at this passage is you have Pharisees who are minimalist. And it's kind of hard for us to believe because they're the ones who added all these laws. But in reality, they're minimalist because they're saying, what's the least amount I have to do to be in proper relationship? So what are the boundaries within which I can go ahead and divorce my wife?
Mm.
And Jesus is not a minimalist at all. He's about a fullness of life perspective. And Jesus is saying, don't get lost in the minimal roles. You know, there are some rules that God has set up so that there's order and structure in society, but it's about relationship. And the biggest mystery here is that two become one flesh.
Mm.
That God is establishing something here that is in many ways a reflection of the Trinity. God existing in eternity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in this perfect union that's not competitive, but it's cooperating and knows its roles and authority structures flowing for the sake of... really for himself, and out of his own glory. But then that becomes the model for us, that we become one flesh, two becoming one, and somehow living out this mystery of incredible relationship.